So this week we're relating Pasha Zohar, the mitzvah to remember Amalek, and the Pasha of Timchezech Amalek, you need to go and make sure to get rid of Amalek. Now the Rebbeinu B'chayim, Pashas B'shalach, tells us that the Torah gives us the Azara, the special tzivui, some of the order, Timchezech Amalek. He says over there that therefore you have to get rid of Amalek completely, and you cannot enjoy Amalek at all. You have to get rid of any memory of him from the world. And he says, and therefore, praising Nizar Mordechai bedavar shaloi le'noid nishlal Haman shumzer Amalek. Therefore, Mordechai was very careful not to enjoy Amalek stuff, Haman stuff. Because Haman came from Amalek. It says in the Megillah, the Amishol did not touch the duty, whatever they found in the war, they didn't take it. Why not? Because it was from Zerah Amalek, and you cannot have any memory, any enjoyment, anything to do with Amalek, or his stuff, that's what Rebbeinu Chaya says. So that's the reason, so he puts together the mitzvah of Chesed of this Pasha, and Purim, which is coming up next week, they put it together. So the Shiloh that the Achronim already asked, the Anid Yomtov brings this question in the Akdama. But we know that at the end of the Megillah, it says that Esther gave Mordechai its base Haman, the house of Haman. And if you're not allowed to enjoy the property of Haman, as Rebbeinu Chaya says, how did he take the house of Haman? That's the Shiloh that the Achronim asked. Oh, so there's several answers. Just say a few quickly, then when I get to the main answer I want to get to today. Some answers say that the house of Haman didn't belong to Haman. It belonged to, he was the Achashverosh, he was the viceroy of the king, he was one of the, you know, palaces of the king. So that it was a government house. And therefore, Beis Haman doesn't really mean Beis Haman. That's what someone is saying. The Rinigyotim has two answers in Akdama. One says that the only idea of not enjoying the moment of a Molech is only when you have a king. But the Amisul don't have a king, so they don't have a din of enjoying Haman the moment. Okay. The question doesn't fit the Rebbeinu B'chayim. Rebbeinu B'chayim says that they didn't enjoy the moment at all. So that's something else. Some Achronim want to say that it wasn't the Chinuch brings that the only mitzvah Chiyas Amalek is only on men, not on women. So therefore, the women don't have a mitzvah Chiyas Amalek. It says that who gave the house of Haman to Mordechai? Esther. Esther was a woman. So woman, Esther took the woman, it became hers, and now she gave it to Mordechai. That's what some want to say. And there's several other answers. How did Esther give Haman, Mordechai, the house of Haman? What about the moment of Amalek? But there's one answer I want to share with Oyelam today, which comes out from the parasha over here, a big chiddush regarding Megillas Esther. And the story starts like this. In the parashas B'shalach, right, we have two parashas in the Torah that deal with Amalek. We have the parashas Kiseitza, which we're going to lay on Shabbos, Zochas Asher Soch Amalek. And then we have the parasha of Ayova Amalek V'Yelochem Yisrael B'Refidim, the parasha in the end of the parashas B'shalach, when really where there it starts, the whole story of Amalek, the Amalek fights with Am Yisrael. Now, by the way, I was mentioning it, what's unique about that parasha? We lay in that parasha of Ayova Amalek when? On Purim. On Pasha Zohar, the word Shabbos before Purim, we lay in Zohar to Shasach Amalek. And in Purim, what do we lay in? Vayova Amalek. What's unique about that Pasha, that's only 9 psukim. There's the only time we lay in a Torah, we lay in a Pasha, which is only 9 psukim. Usually has to be a minimum of 10. Purim is a unique Pasha, it's only 9. But there, Vayova Amalek, and that Pasha, you have a Mechilta, long Mechilta. And the Mechilta says the following. The Mechilta says, it says, the pasuk says Kimochayem Chezeicher Amalek. So Darshin the Medrash in the Mechilta. Et Zeicher Ze Haman Amalek Kemashmor. Okay, Shmur. Zeicher Amalek. Zeicher is Haman, and Amalek means Amalek Kemashmor, just a regular Amalek. What does the Mechilta mean? Haman is also Amalek. Right? It says that Haman was the son of Agag, who was Amaleki. That's the one that Shaul fought. So if you say Amalek, you're including already Haman, because Haman is part of Amalek. So what does it mean? Zecher is Haman, and Amalek means Amalek. Haman is part of Amalek. So what's Pshat? In the story that we had, Agag, was, you know, from father, great-grandfather of Haman, says that Shaul, famous story, Shaul went and fought with Amalek, and he captured them, and he brought them to, and instead of killing all of them, he brought them to back to Israel. And Shmuel was very upset on Shaul and told him, why did you keep them alive? I heard the tzayin. And eventually Shmuel went and he killed Agag. Agag was the king of Amalek. When he's killing Agag, it says, what does it say? Shmuel gives like a speech to Agag. He says, listen, I'm going to kill you now. Why I'm killing you? So he says, I am a Shmuel, kasher shiklo nashim charbecha, woman, you kill, you cause many women to die or to lose a husband. Ken tishkal minashim imecha, your mother will also lose you. And then vayishaster Shmuel Agag b'fin Hashem Agigol. Then Shmuel kills Agag. So Shmuel gives an akdama to Agag, I'm killing you, and your mother is going to be very sorry that you died. What does he want for a mother? The reason you're killing Agag, because it's a Amalek, and you have a mitzvah in the Torah, mocha timcha tzerech Amalek. Why is he mentioning the mother? Imagine he's giving an excuse because of the mother. What does that have to do with the mother? You have a mitzvah to kill a Amalek. So if you're in Abishai, says, he says that Agag, who was the king of Amalek, wasn't really an Amaleki. His mother was from Amalek, but his father was not. So therefore, he has to mention it. By the way, I'm killing you. Why am I killing you? Your mother. What do you want from my mother? Your mother's Amalek. That's why I'm killing you. So the Rechonim asks, what do you mean? The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that Begoyim, you go after the father and after the mother. So what do you want for the mother? This is a chayim. The chayim, all the chayim discussed this. What do you mean? What is the what it says? You go both to the mother. That's a fit. That Agag was only for the mother's side. He was Amalek, not for the father's side. You have to go both to the father. So here, I'll say the way Sar brought down the pasuk when it says Timchezach Amalek really fits the message we just mentioned. Rashi says, what is Timchezach Amalek? Miish ad isho. Man and woman, me'oyilil v'ayoynik, even young children, mishor v'atze, you know, so the property. Why? Shelo yeshem Amalek niskar afilo be'ima. Nobody should remember Amalek, even an animal. Learn be'ima zu mishal Amalek. So people say that this animal belonged to Amalek. You need to completely eradicate the entire Amalek. There's nothing left. Nobody remembers where they are. Nothing. It's not only you have to kill Amalek. You have to take away the zeicha Amalek. The entire Zeicha Amalek. So Yimele, after that, the Chalim Yunus in the Ibishitz. And that's how the Chavetz Lashon brings it very nicely, builds it up, but many of Chorim say it, that there is two things. There's a one point is to kill Amalek. The other point is to kill the Zeicha Amalek, the Zikaron of Amalek, the remembering of Amalek. So if you're going to kill the Zeicha Amalek, that's where you kill also the one who comes from the mother. His mother's Amaleki. No, he's not a Amalek. Midini Torah, you go both to the father, not both to the mother. He's the father. He's not a really Hadin of Amalek. But he has a Zeicher Amalek. He reminds us of Amalek. Because his mother's from Amalek. So the same way they kill the animal of Amalek, even though the animal has no family connection to Amalek, also you kill the grandchild of Amalek, even though he's coming from the wife, from the mother, and not from the father, as a maternal grandfather, you still kill him because of Zeicher Amalek.
But he was also Melech.
Yeah, he became the man king. You're saying also Zikaron.
It was a Melech of Amalek.
Right, but maybe that's not good enough. You don't, you know, if they appointed a regular Amalek has no shaykhs at all, so you kill the entire nation, you don't kill him. Maybe I hear the shaykh. You're saying it's a Zikaron. According to that, comes a big Chiddush. Chiddush is, according to the disappearance in Abishitz, comes out that Amalek, that Agag, was not an Amaleki. His mother was from Amalek, but not him himself. Now, Haman comes from Agag. Haman ben Agag, right? He goes to Agag ben Amdoso. He comes from Agag. That's Haman. So Haman is not a real Amalek. Haman is only a Zeicher Amalek. So according to that, comes a beautiful in the Medrash. Says the Medrash, it's Zeicher. So Haman. Amalek, Kamashmoy. Haman is not part of the Amaleki. Haman is really from the mother's side. So really, he's not really Amalek. He has a Zeicher Amalek. That's what Medrash says, you have to kill him. And there's a Raya Ladover.
And that's why she was able to take this stuff.
Oh, 1 second. You're jumping. I'm going to get to that. We have another 5 minutes. 1 second. So the the just if there's a riot left over, because the Mechilta says, the Mechilta brings that later in the same Mechilta in Parshas Bishalach and Parshas Bishalach, it says that Blozo even Nishba Moko Bisikizakovachiloi Shinyavoi Mikolo Umois, meaning if any one of the nations they want to become a ger, they want to convert to Yiddishkeit, Sheikablu, they'll accept it. Uda Amalek Vilavesu Loikablu. They'll never accept an Amaleki to be a ger. Never. That's what the Medrash says. So the Mefarshim ask, it's already, I saw the Smag ask, as many others bring the question. It's like Moro Begitin that says, Mibnei Bonav Shel Haman Longdu Torah of Nebrak. From the grandchildren of Haman, they long Torah of Nebrak. So how do they do that? So in Purim and Torah, you say, well, you're asking questions of Nebrak. Say that in Nebrak, that they accept even Haman to be a Maleki to get in. But Elisa, what's Pshat? According to this, comes a very Gishmak. That the reason is because Amaleki, because Haman is not really a Malek. He's only a Zecher Malek. Zecher Malek, the minute he becomes a Jew, you don't have a Zecher Malek anymore. You don't remember him anymore, Malek. So from his children, he could become a Ger and according to that, going back to the first Shalom. So says Rabbeinu B'chaya, where we ask? We ask Rabbeinu B'chaya, really, it's a steer of Rabbeinu B'chaya. Rabbeinu B'chaya says, B'bizo lo shilchus yotam. They didn't take anything from the shalom, from the bizo, when they captured all the goyim, they didn't take away anything. Why? Because you now let enjoy a moment of Amaleki. That's what Rabbeinu B'chaya says. So we ask, but how did he take base Haman? The house of Haman, how did he take? So according to what we're learning now, it could be pressed like this. When they fought Haman, his entire family, and all his kids, and all the cousins, and the second cousin, the third cousin, everybody. So in there, there was some people that were really Amaleki. So says the Rebbe Chaya, you nala, they didn't be bizlo shochet, they didn't touch anything. Hi, it could be his bottle baroiv, maybe a source, they had a little bit of a Yisra over here of a Malek, they didn't want to get close to it. But Haman himself is only a Zecher Malek. So the only reason you can't take the property of a Malek is because you can't have a memory of a Malek. But to say now, why have to kill Haman? Haman is also Zecher Malek. What's the money or the property of Haman? It's a Zecher to Zecher. You have Zecher Amalek, you have a Zecher to that. That's already too much. Maybe the base Haman, that's what Chavisel Shalom wants to say over here. That's why the base Haman you could take, because Haman is not a real Amalek, he's only a Zecher Amalek. It's only a Zecher Amalek, therefore, the house you could take. But it comes here, according to that, something very Gishmak. Because the Gemara in Megillah tells us that we have to do Parsha Zohar before we do Megillah Esther. Before we do Purim. Why? Lahagdim Zechira. To have the remembering before we do it. So yesterday's shiur, in the Agata shiur, we brought a call according to Agata, what's Shabbat is Zechir and Asiyah. But in this brings what we're learning today, Zochar l'Shir Asach HaMalek, you have to remember Amalek. And Purim, you go and do that Asiyah of Amachias HaMalek. You get rid of Amalek. How do we do that? Let's say you read the Megillah. But according to what we're learning, according to Rinus Tabi, it comes out, not only do we kill the Amalek in Purim, we did even more than that. We killed the Zechir Amalek. It was such a Mechias Amalek that not only we killed Saul Malekim, but we killed Haman, who only represents the Zecher Amalek, so it's even a greater way to get rid of Amalek. We should be Zeche to get to the day where we completely are able to Mekayim the mitzvah of Timche Zecher Amalek, and we should have the full Asiyah in Purim next week, Be'ezer Hashem.